WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Remarks from two public speakers at last night's Bryan City Council meeting were not available to those watching online or on cable after they made references to last month's arrest of Councilman Ruben Marine.
Each meeting, Mayor Andrew Nelson gives the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual council member or staff.
The audio was turned off the first time while John Miller was speaking.
I'm still concerned about the drainage on my street and would like to discuss this with my councilman. However, judging by last year's precedent, he'll be occupied with actions against him.
The city turned off the audio of the meeting for 2 minutes and 14 seconds until Miller was finished. Following audience applause, the mayor repeated the rules. The next speaker, Miller's wife, Deborah, told the mayor she would try her best not to break the rules. But the audio was turned off during the final 1 minute and 10 seconds of her remarks. Marine, who according to online records remains out on bond following his arrest for family violence assault, had nothing to say about what happened last night or what led to his arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
After a three-year search, the Convention and Visitors Bureau appears to be getting new permanent offices in College Station. No one on the Bryan City Council expressed opposition yesterday to the $490,000 proposal on the ground floor of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth. CVB President Shannon Overby says this replaces temporary space where they cannot make pitches to business prospects.
You would have to probably climb over boxes or meet in the break room. None of the offices have doors, so there's not any privacy.
Overby says the CVB board has approved picking up 1/4 of the cost and College Station a 56% share of the expense, leaving Bryan with a 19% share. The countdown to the presidential inauguration is under 2 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there are a few key factors to consider when measuring Donald Trump's success in office.
We substantially rolled back the regulatory environment that has been the hallmark of the Obama administration.
Flores also says you should ask yourself,
did we reform the tax code?
But at the top of his list of metrics is the Affordable Care Act, and will the Republicans successfully replace it in the coming years of Trump's presidency? United Way of the Brazos Valley is in need of more baby bundles. Vice President of Community Impact Lindsay LeBlanc says during their 2016 Day of Action, they packaged enough bundles to last them through December.
Now 2017's kicked off and more babies are being born, of course, and so the hospitals are in need of another round of baby bundles.
LeBlanc says they're hosting a two-hour event today to assemble more baby bundles for the newborns in the Brazos Valley.
So we have the books, the toys, the totes, all of the stuff that goes inside them, and we just need volunteers.
If you would like to help out this afternoon, anytime from 4 to 6, call United Way at 696-4483. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, we're just going to... Gonna hang here for a while. How's it going, Chels?
Hey, good. Good, Scott. Cool. How are you? Well, you know why today's a great day?
Why?
Bill Oliver is back.
Yeah, you get a chance to go back to the job description.
Yes.
As opposed to what you've been doing for the last little while.
And he was actually, back last night. He produced a few stories.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Great to have him back.
Yeah. I'll be happy when I get this right side computer back.
Oh.
That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, I was up here last night. I saw Bill Oliver up here, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so... All right, see what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I had a mouse issue with that one the other day.
Oh, did
I had
ya?
To make a sprint down the hall to get a new battery.
Got it. Well, that's because we have this, the right side computer is where we play all of our commercials and stuff like that. And
all that stuff.
And right now I'm looking at the little circular thing of death, which means I'm not ready to go to work here.
No.
And I had no idea that computers could be finicky. I don't know if you knew that or not. But
sometimes technology is not so nice.
It's not. Okay. Well, oh, look. Okay. I think it's going to go ahead and let us play now.
Oh, good.
Under its rules. So you can sign off the newscast again like you did, and it'll just be seamless because we'll edit all this crap
We'll do
out.
All this in
yeah.
post.
Perfect. Exactly. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom White Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017 with an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV? Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom White Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease, zero due at signing, no security deposit required, TTL and fees extra. Lease with approved credit. Additional charge of 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
There you go. It's almost 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. And of course, yesterday we had a little issue with the weather We had a problem. I hate using the word issue when it's a problem, but we had a problem yesterday with an updated and accurate forecast. So we're going to hope that we're not talking about Tuesday night in this weather, but we'll learn it all together. And it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for the area. It's in effect from 10 this morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Turning partly sunny and windy today with highs around 80 degrees. Clouds breezy tonight. We may have a couple of showers. Nighttime lows 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance for showers tomorrow. Highs 75 to near 80. It'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers on Friday. Highs Friday 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy on tonight's matchup against LSU at Reed Arena. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at a couple more college football players entering the NFL draft. And in the NBA, James Harden gets his 11th triple-double of the season. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I don't know. It was windier yesterday at this time, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah, it really picked up during the day.
Yeah, it did.
It was super windy yesterday.
Which is great for our window washers who are currently on the side of our building. I'm just waiting to watch for a body.
We have, yeah.
Just passed right by my window.
I want to say this is the second time they've done this since we've been here at the Crystal Park Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they are. They're on the front side of the building now. And, you know, you don't get to see that very often.
No.
That's kind of like a big city thing.
It
and
is.
We get to have it right here. So
every single time it's terrifying when I walk by in the morning and I see, you know, because whenever they're not washing the windows, they lower their little cart to the ground. And
sure.
they put up caution tape around it. So
right.
Every time I see it, I have a split second thought of like, oh, no, somebody fell.
That's right. It's a crime scene. It's a crime scene. Yeah. But anyway, and they should be done soon, I think.
Yep.
So good news today. We'll name all five. They have the five most hated companies in U.S. America.
Oh.
But two of them aren't even here. So that's kind of cool.
Okay.
All right, so let's take our the program this morning to Maud, Oklahoma. That's a small town. Maud, Oklahoma.
Maud.
I don't even know where Maud, Oklahoma is, but that's okay. Small town faced with a serious problem over the weekend. Ice buildup on a leaking water tower raised some concerns that, in fact, the tower itself might topple. I guess maybe because of the weight of the ice. I hate to think you have a leaky water tower. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seemed like you put a bucket underneath it, but after a while you need to fix it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
change the bucket.
Yeah. So the ice buildup, and they're thinking it might topple. So the city came up with a pretty interesting idea. They just opened fire with 12-gauge shotguns.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah, you're right there, and they shot the ice. Maud City Clerk said, we took a few shots, tried to knock that ice off. It didn't work too good.
We put a couple more holes in the water tower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now it's really leaking. Now they're really going to have to do something about it. But, I mean, let's get the cameras out there for that.
Right.
All the YouTube goofy stuff we got. Let's get city. What do you put a call out on social media to the best marksman in Maud, Oklahoma? Get them to come over there with their shotguns?
Yeah, make it into like a contest.
And somehow, I mean, I don't know, but it seems like if you're using a shotgun, of course, I don't know what the pattern was on the shot, but all of the shots not going to hit the ice, I would think, and I'm not sure
which
how big the leak
was.
Which
means they've got to hit something.
Yeah, it's going to hit the metal there, and if you already got a leaky water tower, it's just so anyhow.
Just FYI, Maud's about an hour east of Norman.
Well, there you go then. I'll remember that.
Just in case.
Yep, okay. That's cool.
Info.
Mation.
I don't know. We might see if there's maybe like some video of Maud, Oklahoma on YouTube.
Yeah, just see if there's some video of them taking shots at this water tower.
I wish they had that, that's for sure.
I wonder if they have anyone named Maud, living in Maud.
I wonder if that may be how they got their name. Could well be,
Is that where the show took place?
Yeah.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
Good morning, almost 617. News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio. All right, so it's day 11. We know that because it's January 11th.
Yeah, it's easy right now.
It is. 354 days to go. It's Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day.
Oh. Right. I feel like you end up kind of splashing yourself more than
too.
Anything.
I agree.
It's worth it, though, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. Cigarettes are hazardous to your health day.
Yes, every day.
They are. Mm-hmm. This reason is this was the day when they made that announcement.
Okay.
When the Surgeon General said we're going to put warnings on the packages of cigarettes.
Does it say what year that happened?
I believe it was 1964.
Okay.
The Surgeon General was Luther Terry and reported it was a problem and that they were going to put warnings on. You know, and other countries have done some other things, like putting pictures of people who had oral cancer in their mouth, you know, which, I don't know, might drive it home a little bit better. Not sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Especially to kids, like stealing cigarette packs.
Exactly.
Of course, then again, I think it was Dennis Leary who said something like they could put skull and crossbones on the pack and people would still buy them.
Oh, sure. Well, in that case, there's some allure to it. It's a milk day. It's generally thought that milk day was created to celebrate the first time milk was delivered in glass bottles. Mm-hmm. Prior to this, conditions for milk delivery fairly unsanitary, but these new bottles enabled safe and clean storage. I do remember a long time ago we would get milk delivery to our house. I mean, still, and that was in the...
That's quaint.
It was quaint. Exactly it was. And that was, I mean, that was, I want to say the late 50s, but when we moved here, there was a thing called the Creamery. And the Creamery used to be, I think where the Central Parking Garage is now on campus, okay? And you would go there and you could buy milk in glass bottles, and they'd give you a metal, an aluminum rack that you would take them home with, and then you'd bring the empties back, and they'd fill them back up. And
cool.
It really was.
Yeah, you can play a little game with the tops of them, too, those little cardboard
tops.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
They're called Pogs, and you can play a little game where you take a little thing and you hit them and you flip them over and you take people's and stuff like that.
Well, and still to this day, I think the Dairy Science Center is now over on West Campus, and they still have ice cream and stuff over there, which is awesome.
I took dairy science.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What'd you learn? Didn't want to do it anymore?
Yeah. No. It was actually an online class.
Oh, okay.
I took during like a summer session.
Oh, but, all right. Yeah,
but no,
cool.
I remember learning about, you know, the production and everything,
sure,
the process. So now you can go to the grocery store and buy non-milk for like three times as much.
Yeah. That way you can celebrate Milk Day by drinking non-milk.
Yeah.
Or milk made out of almonds.
Exactly.
Or any,
coconuts.
Yeah.
Or something.
Whatever it is. Anyhow. So, it's Milk Day. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays today. From Dancing with the Stars, Lindsay Arnold is 23 today.
She's pretty.
Aja Naomi King is 32 from How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that show, but I've heard good things about it.
It's really good. It's getting a little crazy, but they all have to eventually.
Yes, they do.
Well,
yes,
you know, I followed your advice on This Is Us, and I was very pleased.
Oh,
so
good.
Maybe I'll have to do that for How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
Rockman Dunbar is 44. He's on The Mentalist, and he was on Sons of Anarchy. Amanda Peet, 45 today.
Oh,
she's an actress. Also is on HBO's Togetherness.
Okay.
Let's see. Mary J. Blige is 46.
Hey.
Yeah. Kyle Richards is 48 from Real Housewives.
Real Housewives. No. She's Beverly one of my favorites.
I never miss an episode.
She's on Celebrity Apprentice right now.
Oh, Kyle is a female.
Kyle is a female. Right, yes. She is Kim Richards' sister.
Oh, well, now that you say that.
I know. Okay.
Apparently they're clear. They're also aunts to Paris Hilton.
Yes, they're related to the Hilton family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Rocker Rob Zombie is 51 today. Jason Connery, who is Sean Connery's son, is 54.
And a little else, right? Yeah. I mean, that basically is his claim of fame.
Yeah, and I think he was married to Mia Sara for a while, was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So
okay.
Real C-lister there.
Yeah.
Howard Stern.
Oh.
62 today.
Okay.
Shock jock.
Yeah.
And Naomi Judd is 71.
That's Mama.
Yeah.
71.
Mama Judd.
There you are. All right, 621.
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Last week, our friend Congressman Duncan Hunter, California, proved himself once again to be a stalwart supporter of our nation's law enforcement officers. And after Democratic Congressman Lacey Clay chose to hung up a painting that portrayed police officers as pigs and hung it in the hallway of the U.S. Capitol building, well, Duncan Hunter took it upon himself to remove the painting and return it to Clay's office. And according to our friend Kerry Pickett of the Daily Caller, this move by Hunter did not go without pushback. Ironically, on Monday, which was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, Congressman Clay's office, they called Capitol Police to inquire about filing charges against Duncan Hunter for standing up for police officers. Needless to say, Clay's office claims that police have not been helpful to the congressman in his request to file charges against the California representative. Clear, we need more people like Duncan Hunter. Good for him on Capitol Hill.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors. It lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The fourth quarter corporate earnings season will kick off Friday, and it will mark the end of an era for one company. For years, Alcoa traditionally was the first major company to report quarterly results. But the company will no longer do that now that it has split into two companies to separate its raw aluminum operations from its aerospace and automotive supply businesses. So the first three earnings reports will come from banking giants JPMorgan Chase & Company, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Oil prices fell more than 2% today on rising supply numbers from OPEC members. Crude futures dropped $1.14, settling at a one-month low at $50.82 a barrel. Stocks were mixed at today's market close, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 31 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 20 points, and the S&P 500 was unchanged. That's Your Money Now.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Good morning, 625, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, suddenly, now, not only can you pick when you want to watch your favorite TV shows, but where also. Because you can download a TV show or a movie using Suddenlink Wi-Fi connection and take it with you. Suddenlink to go. So now you can stream. There's no buffering. There's no interruption to service. If you'll call them right now, at 877-694-9474, you can get Suddenlink HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone, all for just $77.99 a month. So you can make the switch. And don't forget, ask also about the unlimited data plans. You can get increased speed, unlimited data at great prices. And of course, all the new show or the shows have started their new seasons, and there's some new shows out there. So now maybe you're torn as to what you're going to watch live. Well, remember, you can capture those shows and go back and watch them when it's convenient to you. And don't forget, there's on-demand available. New shows, new movies are added every month. We've already added Blair Witch. Yesterday we added The Accountant and What Now and Max Steel. And later on this month, Girl on a Train, which is a popular book and a movie too. Jack Reacher, that comes also. And also Never Go Back and Masterminds. Those are all coming up on demand later on this month. But make the switch right now for $77.99. Call Suddenlink at 694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
Everybody loves a good family board game night, but sometimes it can get pretty heated. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Apparently, they make a board game version of Family Feud, but I gotta believe that without Steve Harvey there cracking jokes and making shocked and horrified faces at people's raunchy answers, it probably isn't very good. And it was extremely bad for a family in Stock Island, Florida. Imagine that. A 42-year-old woman named Jernine Green got mad at her 18-year-old niece, Tia Parado, during the game, and Jernine used that as an opportunity to bring up her suspicion that Tia had stolen money from her. They argued, and Jernine wound up grabbing a screwdriver and stabbing Tia in the ear. Ow! She was arrested for felony aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. I'll say, man, Family Feud is a dangerous game, especially when it turns into an actual family feud. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
6:28. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to continue to have unseasonably warm temperatures. We'll hit 80 today. Going to be windy. Winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour, it looks like. And then tomorrow, going to be pretty close to 80. We'll have a 20 or 30% chance of showers really through the balance of the week. Jack's up to 50% on Sunday, but we'll see. As far as the temps, though, anywhere between 75 and 80 as far as the highs are concerned, and lows will be in the middle 60s, and humidity is going to be pretty high. Right now, winds out of the south at 14, 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 65 out there.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
We'd like to think we make rational, reasonable decisions, but more likely we make decisions based on our emotions. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
It's time to refresh and renew for 2017, and there's no better way to get a brighter home for spring than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. For over 100 years, the Company Store has been the authority in quality bedding, bath, and home decor, from our famous LaCrosse Down comforters and pillows that are still handcrafted in the USA to the finest quality sheets, towels, and bedding basics. You'll find everything you need to beat the winter blues and start the new year with style. Right now, receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Plus, you can also use this discount to save up to 70% off all clearance items. The Company Store's quality has been known for generations, but our white sale only happens twice a year. Spring is here at thecompanystore.com. Don't forget to enter code RADIO17 at checkout for 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
More than we think, we tend to make decisions based on emotion.
For small things, again, it's fine to go with your emotions. For big things, don't go with your emotions, because they screw up your decision-making process.
Rolf DeBelli, author of the book The Art of Thinking Clearly, says one emotion that messes up our thinking is fear, fear of loss.
Losses count more than gains. So a loss of, let's say, $100 weigh way more than a gain of $100 makes you happy. So loss is way heavier than gains.
If you're skilled at something, there's a human tendency to believe you'd be good at something else too.
First of all, skills don't translate from one area to another. So if you're a good professor in marketing, you're probably not a great marketer in real life. So things don't translate from one area to another. So you see this with CEOs. CEO might be a great leader of a big company, but a really miserable leader of a family.
And it's typical human behavior to use a checklist or an agenda when making a decision.
But there's a problem with checklists. You are only looking at what's on the checklist, and you're not checking what's not on the checklist. Generally, agendas also. You go into a meeting, there's an agenda, there's 3 points on the agenda. People usually talk about these 3 points and not talk about the stuff that's not on the agenda but might be of equal or more of higher importance.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This May marks 3 years that the Convention and Visitors Bureau left their longtime offices on University at the now-demolished Chimney Hill Shopping Center. CVB President Shannon Overby told the Bryan City Council yesterday her board and the City of College Station have approved leasing space on the ground floor of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman in Dartmouth. Overby says this will allow her staff to recruit business prospects, something that cannot be done right now.
We'll have the boardroom, we'll have some function space, and the office space will be laid out in such a way that it'll allow for creativity and for brainstorming and for collaborating with the partners and the team at work.
The new offices will not house a visitor center. Multiple centers will be located, according to Overby, in areas where visitors congregate in the Twin Cities.
Of course, the Queen is one of my top locations in downtown Texas A&M. Somewhere on the University Drive where there's a lot of people.
The $490,000 cost will be split 3 ways, with Bryan picking up 19%, the CVB 25%, and College Station a 56% share. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting was the first since Ruben Marine was arrested 2 weeks ago on a charge of family violence assault. He said nothing about that, and he had no reaction to comments from two public speakers.
Those watching the meeting on cable or online did not hear all the comments. That's after microphones are turned off for a combined 3.5 minutes. After Mayor Andrew Nelson gave the customary rules during the public comment portion of the meeting, the microphone was turned off during the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds of John Miller's comments after he said he would not be able to talk with Marine because, according to Miller, Marine will be occupied with actions against him. That led to Nelson repeating the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual council member or staff.
The next speaker was Miller's wife, Deborah, who advised the mayor she was going to bring up what her husband said.
I don't want to break any rules. I'm going to try to do my best.
Thank you.
I will appreciate it if you stop me and I do something wrong.
Miller started to compare Marine's arrest to what happened last year when police responded to a domestic violence call by the wife of former Councilman Rafael Pena, which led to no charges against Pena.
The fact is, less than a year ago, somebody on the city council made the news. And other members of the city council condemned him publicly, multiple times, on television, in the newspaper. It was embarrassing. Because what this person did, police department decided.
The next minute and 10 seconds of Miller's comments are not available online or on TV. Marine, according to online records, remains out on bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We are 9 days away from swearing in of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States of America. The president-elect has already made several promises in his mission to make America great again. But what should America base his success on? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the first thing to consider is Obamacare.
Did we replace Obamacare? Now that doesn't mean that the replacement's gone into effect. It just means that people know what it will be when it starts out in the future.
Flores says something else you should ask yourself in the next 12 months is, do you feel safer?
Are borders more secure than they were before? The fourth thing is, do we feel like we're more secure from a national security perspective, and then our military is properly empowered and given the resources that they need to take the fight to the enemy?
Flores says the regulatory environment, which has been the hallmark of the Obama administration, is another key factor to take into consideration when determining the success of Trump's time in the White House. The United Way of the Brazos Valley is calling for volunteers today to help package more baby bundles.
Even if it's 10 minutes of your time or it's the full 2 hours, we will take any hands that we can get.
Vice President of Community Impact Lindsay LeBlanc says manpower is the most important thing for today's event, but they're always willing to take monetary and material donations.
We always need Spanish books. That's one that's just hard to find. It's hard to get grant dollars for Spanish books, and we want to make sure that we meet the needs of Spanish-speaking families and babies.
LeBlanc says the goal is to give a baby bundle to every newborn in the Brazos Valley with the purpose of encouraging early literacy. Call United Way at 696-4483 to volunteer for today's event, which is from 4 to 6 p.m. WTAW News Time is 636. It's 65 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds will give way to partial clearing today. It'll be windy and warm with temperatures near 80, a wind advisory in effect today from 10 this morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy into tonight with the chance of a shower or two. Nighttime lows 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow, we may see a few peaks of sun. There's the chance for a shower, 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team takes on LSU tonight at Reed Arena. We'll hear from center Tyler Davis on the game. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Rockets won their ninth straight, while Milwaukee put an end to the Spurs' nine-game home winning streak. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, The president spoke last night in a city where 762 people were murdered last year.
Mm-hmm. Did he mention that at all?
No. Where there were 4,330 people shot. 4,330 people shot. Did I mention 762 of them were murdered? Yeah. In the city. Oh wait, that's Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, and as Pastor Corey Brooks mentioned, who is a community activist, quote, "I cannot recall a time that President Obama said directly to Rahm Emanuel that he needs to do something about this violence."
Mm.
Well, they're buddies. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. Did I mention that there were 762 people murdered in Chicago last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the president spoke there last night.
And he didn't address that?
No, he didn't. No.
An emotional President Obama arriving on stage in his adopted hometown of Chicago, greeted by nearly 20,000 people gathering to bid farewell to the man who they helped elect.
"You made me a better president. And you made me a better man."
Ahead of the address, President Obama's aide saying the president was insistent on using his last time on stage to bring his signature slogan of hope to a nation so divided.
"Our founders argued, they quarreled, eventually they compromised. They expected us to do the same. But they knew that democracy does require a basic sense of solidarity."
In Washington, Joel Waldman, Fox News.
What did that say? What did that say? I want to know what that woman screamed that everybody applauded for. But we don't know. That probably could be enhanced. But so, yeah, he did that, and that's fine. Now, what's interesting is normally the farewell address comes in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's kind of addicted to the adoration of a live audience.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to recreate Denver from 8 years ago. Remember when they almost had him descending from heaven to be our president? I didn't say that, did I? anyway, so he got a chance to go back to Chicago where they really like him and do that.
Well, and, you know, he's checked out. He's done.
Oh,
he's not
going
to make any, you know, type of actual political address.
No. I am surprised that he's going to live in D.C. because, you know, the golfing weather is very limited there.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So,
he'll still probably travel plenty.
Yeah, he will. I guess he'll shoot hoops a lot, and then when the weather gets warm, then he can play some more.
He's got to spend those tax dollars somehow.
That's,
you know,
right.
Well,
yeah.
And the youngest one is still in school,
yeah,
and so she'll probably want to stay there. And
so, all right. So, P.E. Trump with a news conference today.
President-elect Donald Trump's press conference has been anticipated for months.
Oh, yeah.
He had been scheduled to hold a press conference December 15th, but it was postponed. Since his election, the president-elect has sat for a few TV interviews and has taken a handful of questions from reporters who follow him, both at Trump Tower and outside his home in Florida. In lieu of press conferences, he has opted to communicate through tweets and a series of thank you rallies. His last full-fledged press conference was on July 27th, when the Democratic National Convention was going on. It was during that event that Trump called on Russia to hack his opponent Hillary Clinton's emails. His staff later insisted Trump was joking. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Act like he has been in a hole for the last 6 months.
I know.
And that he hasn't said anything and that he's like hiding from everybody.
Trump tweets.
We got him.
Yeah.
We got
all
him.
Right, what do you got? Yeah.
So, of course, just referring to the media and all the fake news. He just, in all caps, fake news, a total political witch hunt. And then just 30 minutes ago, so he has been up early,
yeah.
He said Russia just said the unverified report paid for by political opponents is a complete and total fabrication, utter nonsense, very unfair. Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing. And then just 28 seconds ago,
nice. Yeah,
live Trump tweet right here. I win an election easily. A great movement is verified, and crooked opponents try to belittle our victory with fake news. A sorry state.
Way to go. We were probably the first outlet in America
to broadcast
that.
Yeah. Definitely. So, he's on a roll before this press conference.
64, I just do not believe this, but here you go. Quinnipiac University survey says 64% of U.S. Americans think that P.E. Trump should delete his personal Twitter account. I don't believe that at all.
No.
More younger voters, 71% than older voters, said that Trump should delete this account.
What?
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe if he transfers over to POTUS, but he's just going straight from POTUS then, that's fine. Long as he's got a Twitter presence, I'm happy.
Did they only poll people in California?
I'm not sure. I have no idea where they came up with those numbers because there's just no way. I mean, we love being able to get this. This is, again, 28 seconds ago, he said that.
Yep.
It's unvarnished. It's from him. Now, you know, if you, again, want to take it through a prism or a filter and do something else, fine. But you are going to have raw data out there from him. And I can't imagine.
And like I said, everyone, his first press conference in 6 months.
Yeah.
He's been all over the place, though. You know exactly what he's thinking, exactly what he's talking about, exactly what he wants people to hear.
Well, he's building his cabinet. I mean,
he's busy.
That's right. Yeah. He has to make some selections.
He's got time for tweets. He doesn't always have time for a press conference.
Well, and to put up with stupid questions. And, for instance, I mean, in the Los Angeles Times this morning, their headline says, the purpose of this news conference is to divert attention from the hearings that they're going to have on Capitol Hill about his cabinet members. No, it's not. I mean, they can cover more than one story.
Yeah.
Right?
They really, really can. So, but again, they want to attack him in a headline for doing something, and then they were going to attack him because he hadn't had a news conference for so long, and now they do, and they attack him because, well, he's trying to divert attention from the congressional hearings on the cabinet.
Well, they're going
to
attack him no matter what,
well,
however they can. You
that's
know?
True. So there you go. Let me see over in – oh, by the way, we'll speak to John Rainey this morning at 8:35 because the session's first day in Austin marked by pomp and circumstance inside, protests and prayer rallies outside. So there you are. About 100 protesters marched from Houston-Tillotson University to East Austin. Joe Strauss unanimously voted for his fifth term as Speaker of the House. And Texans from across the state swarming into the Capitol to watch and hope that lawmakers can accomplish some things this session. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
That's right. So
fingers crossed.
That's right. So we'll talk to him today. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell on Thursday, and then we'll start up with State Senator Charles Swartner next Tuesday. So that's going to be our Austin schedule while we're in session. All right, 6:48.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, 648. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you listed all the true reasons why gardeners run aground, inadequate soil preparation would probably rank near the top. Everybody wants to talk about their new house design, the rooms, and the furniture. Nobody wants to worry about the foundation. And so it is with gardening. Making your bed the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. We're at the lead end of the planting season right now, so it's perfect time to jot down pointers in getting your soil ready. I'll start with generalities. Most of us garden in heavy clay soils in Texas. It just seems our luck. There are some sandy soils, and bless them, they're wonderful. But for those of us who have heavy clays, we complain about how difficult those clays are to turn or rototill. Curiously, the same organic matter that helps sandy soils help moisture and nutrition also will loosen tight clays. So remember, you can add organic matter to any soil to make it better. Many of us grew up using sphagnum peat moss, so that's a good starting point. But you can also use finely ground pine bark mulch. Also, compost, rotted manure works very well also. In fact, I'll add a little bit of each of those, 5 inches of organic matter, and if it is a clay soil, 1 inch of expanded shale. Retill the garden area to blend all 6 inches of those amendments down to the original 12 inches of topsoil, and you'll end up with a planting mix that's almost equivalent to a professional grower's best potting soil. Now, which plants require this high level of heroic soil preparation? Certainly trees do not. Sure, they'd like to have it, but if you could meet all their needs forever, that would be great. You can't. You can't afford to. Trees eventually have such massive root systems they outgrow all that highly amended soil. Tall shrubs, same deal. But when you get down to small shrubs, ground covers, annuals, and perennials, that's the time for the heroic soil preparation. So it's out of the fronts of the beds. That's the place to do it. That brings us down to the smallest plants that you grow, the ground covers, annuals, perennials, and vegetables that you have. And that's where you want to raise the bed to get better drainage. That's very important to the plant. You can always add water. It's very difficult to remove water if you have a poorly aerated soil. Drainage is your major concern if you have heavy rains and low spots in your landscape. If you can raise a planting bed by 3 or 4 inches, it'll make a significant difference. You don't want to cover the weep holes on your house, but if you can get the bed up 4 or 5 inches, that is absolutely fabulous. You can taper it down, feather it down to the existing grade, and that bed will be ready to roll. A little bit of soil preparation ahead of time will pay huge dividends over the long run. I'm Neil Sperry. Pruning mistakes that we make will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In Aggie men's basketball, the team returns to their home court after a pair of tough road contests to host cross-border rival LSU tonight inside Reed Arena. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on stopping the turnovers.
Well, we went
back to an old school thing that I hadn't done in a while. And I've mentioned it before. The strange thing is, until three games ago, we were, I think, we're 11th in the country in our. We averaged like 11 turnovers a game, and in the last three, we got to be 335. You know, when you turn the ball over 66 times in three games, but. You know, we went back to, in practice, a consecutive turnovers. We're on the line running. And so we did a little bit of running yesterday. But I think we got their attention, and after that, we got a lot better.
For A&M, who's 8-6 on the season and 0-3 in SEC play, the return to the friendly confines of Reed Arena is a welcome one, as the Aggies have stood out as one of the SEC's best teams on their home court. Here's center Tyler Davis on LSU last year versus this year.
Oh, man, I mean, they're a much different team. They don't have the same attention either. So, you know, I mean, they just let Craig Victor go, which is crazy. He's pretty good to me, but they let him go for their reasons. They have Big Elbert down low, but I mean, they have a different team. You know, Antonio Blakeney's going to do his thing. He's going to get his shots up, but it's going to be fun, you know, playing against him.
In the last three seasons, A&M is 54-10 on its home floor and has won 38 of its last 51 home contests against league foes. The Tigers have won just once in five visits to Reed Arena. Tip-off for tonight's game is at 7:30 with pregame scheduled for 7, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In college football, a pair of Heisman Trophy finalists announced yesterday that they're skipping their senior season and entering the NFL draft. Michigan linebacker Jabril Peppers is expected to be chosen in the first round after winning the Horning Award as the nation's most versatile college football player. Meanwhile, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson is also giving up his final year of eligibility after guiding the Tigers to a 32-3 record as a starter and winning the national championship against Alabama on Monday. In the NBA,
Harden on a Harrell pick into the paint, to the line, to Lane. Harrell steps to the rim, layup, good! James Harden, and he gets a 2-for-1 right back. How about that? Smarts and then some for the beard.
James Harden delivered 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists to lead the Houston Rockets to their ninth consecutive victory, 121-114 over Charlotte. Harden registered his 11th triple-double of the season and became the fourth player in NBA history with at least 40 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists in consecutive games. The Rockets blew an 18-point fourth-quarter lead by missing 10 straight shots before Ryan Anderson drained a three-pointer, and Harden followed with a layup to put Houston ahead 115-111 with just over 1 minute left. Meanwhile, in San Antonio,
Kawhi Leonard down the lane, kick it out to Ginobili, a three for the lead, hits the backboard, game over, Bucks win!
The Spurs had won 9 straight at home until Michael Beasley scored a season-high 28 points in place of an ailing Giannis Antetokounmpo to lead Milwaukee's 109-107 decision over the Spurs. Bucks rookie Malcolm Brogdon hit a three to give Milwaukee a 108-107 lead. Kawhi Leonard had 30 points for the Spurs, who fell to 30-8 and dropped into a tie with Houston for first place in the NBA's Southwest Division. Out on the ice, John Gibson made 34 saves in his third shutout of the season, and Jacob Silverberg had a goal and an assist in the Anaheim Ducks 2-0 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Antti Niemi stopped 36 shots for the Stars, who wrapped up their three-game road trip with their fourth loss in five games overall. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you have land to take care of, you need a tractor supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert offers the small-town attention you miss with large dealers. You'll appreciate the no-hassle pricing and personal experience. At Wegward Inc., you get an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson to Coyote and hay equipment from Heston Hayline. Stop in now and see the new shipment of 6 to 15 foot bushwhacker shredders. Go in and see Lance or Joe at Wegwert Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwertInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
You know, it's about a minute till. We've always talked about extending the brand, taking the brand, your company, and moving into new areas. And I just saw this headline, so I'm going to have to dig around and see if I can find a story about this. Candy maker Mars, okay, who has a plant in Waco, by the way.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
nice. Yeah, they make Skittles and Starburst there.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yep. Mm. Anyway, Mars is about to purchase a chain of animal hospitals.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll dig around and see if we can find out about
that. Hope none of the chocolate gets over there.
I know. Hey, this is a strange mix. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? Well, it's going to be unseasonably warm. High temperature going to be about, between 75 and 80 for the rest of the week. For the rest of the week. Chance of rain about 20 or 30% and ups to 50% on Sunday. But we're at very comfortable 65 right now. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.